I will declare the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting open at 5:03 PM. Welcome all in attendance. Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders both past, present and emerging. Our record of attendance is all councillors are present and senior staff. Our response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Our public question time is nil. Our application for leave of absence is nil. Confirmation of previous minutes is nil. Announcements by the presiding person without discussion is nil. Announcements and reports of elected members is nil. And petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions are nil. So on to 10.1, the 2025 Regulation 17 Review and 2025 Financial Management Systems Review, consideration of reports and findings. The Officer's recommendation is that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee receives the 2025 Regulation 17 Review Report, receives the 2025 Financial Management Systems Review Report, notes the findings and recommendations contained within both reports, requests the CEO to prepare a consolidated implementation action plan for presentation at the next Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting, and recommends that Council notes the report and endorse the implementation plan once presented. Can I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Connaughton. And seconded, Councillor Mutter. Pass over to Chris to go through any.
Thank you.
Everything.
Thank you. So, as most know, the FMR and the Reg 17 reviews have now been rescheduled so that they can align. So we always seem to be doing them at the same time, and it's once every 4 years or 3 years, don't quote me on that, but it's once a certain period. We had them done in October. We did not receive the report in time to be able to present it at the last meeting, hence why it's being presented at this meeting. So they have found some issues. We are working through those issues. We're making sure that we do correct them as we go. There is nothing serious that they found. It's really just a case of improving our practices and our processes. So for an example, there was one credit card that was still held in the name of the previous CEO. It hadn't been cancelled. I had valid reason why I hadn't cancelled it, because I was the only one with a credit card at the time, and if I got stuck, it was there as a backup. However, we have cancelled it now that we also have Mark on board. Building access codes are not deactivated when an employee leaves the employment of the Shire and exit interviews are not conducted. Building access codes aren't deactivated because we have a keypad at the door and the alarm is on. Everybody has an individual alarm system, so even though they can come in maybe through the back door, they still have to punch in their alarm code. That is deactivated, not the back door. So these are the sort of findings that they've found. What else? So that was with the financial management systems review. And the second one was the Reg 17. It's mostly policies and risks that we sort of are stumbling with at the moment. This is something we are working on. We also have the business continuity plan, which is outdated. Mark, our risk coordinator, is currently working on that, and that will be presented once it's all been finalised for council to accept. Lease register. There's some information missing off our lease register. It's little things like this that they were looking at, but overall it was a great result.
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Yes.
With the issues that we have had with staffing, I was actually under the impression that we did do exit interviews. And I think that that's a very important part of the process, because that's when people are going to be brutally honest about why they're leaving.
It was discussed and decided not to conduct exit interviews. Whether a new CEO brings that in or not is entirely up to the CEO.
Okay. And the other thing in you've got in here is that disciplinary policies and stuff like that. You're just sort of saying, well, you know, when there's issues, you get somebody in from HR, which I understand.
Yep.
I guess my concern is if there's those issues and the issues are with senior management, people will just leave. But you're not having an exit interview, so you're not finding out that it's because there's issues with senior management for the working people or the operating staff. So those sort of go hand in hand. But, you know, I'm just wondering if is it something that we need to look at, is to actually have an HR type policy where they've got recourse other than waiting till things
we
go
have
to
a management policy for disciplinary. Mm-hmm. So we follow a set process mm-hmm. for disciplinary. Unfortunately the exit interviews was not something that was encouraged, and the opposite.
It was stated in the letter that it was previous CEO.
Yes.
Yep. He wasn't in favour of doing that. He
believed it was just going to turn into a ripe situation and we weren't going to get anything productive. Because I thought it was a great idea, because we could see where we could improve, but it wasn't something that was...
Through you, President, you could refer that issue back to me if you wish.
Yep.
Question with the exit interviews, where does that stay? Who gets to see what happens in an exit interview? Is it just the CEO, or does
just
it go further?
Just the CEO.
So really, nobody gets to see it anyway.
No, but I mean, if we know, okay, so if we've lost two employees because a manager has been bullying them, but not to the stage that they've reported it as bullying, it allows us to look at that and go, yeah, okay, this is something we need to address. You know, or if they feel like their workload's too much, or if they feel like the workplace is not a great workplace and they just feel like it's attention-filled place. It's those sort of things we can address. So there are things we can look at once we actually get a report, but unless we know, and I mean, most people usually leave for personal reasons, not because of the workplace. Most do. But it is also good to see where we could improve. But then also we should be having those meetings while they're with us to see why and how we can improve.
I think one of the hardest things with local government is that there's no HR system.
That's right.
And it's still one of the biggest hurdles that local government have, that there is no HR department. There's nowhere to go
for
conflict resolution. There's nowhere to go, because if you've got a problem with your manager, you've got nowhere to go.
The
majority of the people will leave.
Yep. You can go to your CEO.
Majority of people won't.
And that makes it even more harder.
And
it is important to find out where staff are sitting and why they are having issues. Mm. And I really think that the exit meetings are important, or the exit interviews are important, or even a feedback form, something to go on their HR file.
Yeah.
It's
definitely something we can look at doing.
Everyone knows everyone, so it's hard to complain about your manager.
As a staff member previously for local government, it is one of the hardest places to be working in when it's such a close-knit team.
Yeah.
And you are all living and working together.
I have no aversion to it.
But I really do think it needs to be looked at and addressed.
It was actually me who raised, why are we not having it?
Yeah.
And I wasn't actually aware that we weren't having
Yeah.
And if a performance yearly performance review is with your manager, that's
yeah, that's right.
Issue with yes. not going to say.
No, and this, that's the whole kick. That's the whole thing. That's the whole point of no HR in local government.
Yeah.
There's literally nowhere for them to go to. Yeah. If you've got a problem with your CEO, and if you've got a problem with your next upline manager,
yeah.
or the manager that has a problem with the CEO, which happens, you're literally
stuck.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really are stuck. And the easiest thing at the end of the day is to leave. And that's why local government is a revolving door.
So given that it's a finding, and it sounds
yeah.
like we're fairly comfortable with that concept
yeah.
of being reintroduced,
mm-hmm.
Mark,
yeah.
we could come back to that.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to raise it so that it was
yeah,
like
no.
we need to address it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually good practice through prison to provide the opportunity for people that are leaving to participate in an exit interview. That's up to them. You can't force them to do it, but and in some cases it may be.
A
bright position.
Yeah.
However, often the best source of intelligence is from complaints.
But unfortunately, a CEO's role is also to manage his people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wherever you are, and if you're not happy with conflict resolution, we'll learn how to deal with it and follow the processes.
Are there any further questions for Chris?
Could I just make one final comment, President, just to draw your attention to an email I received just a couple of days ago, which I haven't passed on yet, but it was from the Office of the Auditor General, who was about to table his report on last year's audits of local government in Parliament. And Therese Springs was singled out as one of a number of councils where the level of findings was such that we are in the best practice category for our annual financial audit. So that's a feather in Chris's cap and a feather in the council's oversight cap as well. So I'll provide that email to you, and what it was we'll mention in
absolutely.
Can I just also say congratulations to you and your team
thank
for
you.
Having to go through all that. We know how daunting it is and how stressful that period is. Cake is always a good idea.
But it also gives us a chance to improve.
Absolutely.
You know, I used to dread audit, but then I looked at it in a different way. All
yeah.
they're doing is coming in and saying, how can we improve?
Oh.
What are we failing at?
And you're doing a really good job at that.
And that's the second or third year that we've
been in that
select group. So massive congratulations to you, Chris, and your team. The other thing perhaps that I would like to bring up is that one of our recommendations is that the CEO prepares an implementation action plan for our next meeting. Maybe we get something earlier than that, if possible, because we're not having another meeting for a little while. It'd be interesting to see the things that we've identified and what we might be doing. Okay, well then, all those in favour will have a show of hands for this case. Pass that at 4-0. The date and time of our next audit committee is to be confirmed, and there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 5:17 p.m.